Hey, Ruben.
Hey, brother. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. I'm working hard for you. Do you have about 4 minutes, actually?
Yep.
All right. So I dug up. I kind of figured out what's going on. So have you recently taken out some loans for a company called A1 Siteworks?
Yeah, we talked about that last night, yeah.
What kind of loans did you take?
For some equipment.
Equipment loans. Okay.
We're trying to get their A1 Siteworks credit established.
Okay. I understood. So here's what's going on, and I want to walk you through options. There's absolutely no pressure. You know, we're more than happy to refund your money if the loan doesn't work. We're not a pressure cooker organization. So I want to give you all the options before you and explain what's going on. So what's happening is your credit for A1s, and these are very recent loans you've taken, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So those loans are kind of getting mixed up in the same business credit, from what I understand, with A1 cleanup. So since they're at the same address, the reason why the cross corp is wanted is because what will often happen is someone will create a new entity and basically try to shovel everything to the other entity. So no one wants to get left holding the bag and saying, well, this company doesn't exist anymore. Not to say that you would do it, but when the entities are mixed up, the credit department wants both entities assigned. Now, I believe I spoke to someone who was like your son-in-law or something of that nature who actually called me about this company, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. It's absolutely none of my business to start digging into your corporate affairs. That's not my job. My job is just to present you options. So I asked on the cross corp, and here's the answer that I received. I said, can anyone sign this witness for the cross corp? And here's the answer I received, which is a very generic answer. If the owner is the only person, if they own 100% of the company, anyone can be the witness. So I received a very generic canned answer. I thought, and maybe I'm mixing your file up with someone else, I thought there was a 50-50 or some kind of ownership split. I don't know if that's on paper. That's really not my role to dig into the corporate affairs, but if you're the sole owner of A1 Cleanup, the actual legal sole shareholder, and anyone can be the witness signature. If you're not, I can go back and ask, but if I go back and ask, it can create...
I am the only 100% owner of A1 Cleanup in
the... I apologize. For the cross corp, if you're the only one, I apologize, I mixed up my words. I know you're the only owner of A1 Cleanup.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. My brain's not working today. What I heard backwards is, I said, on the cross corp, because cross corp, I don't know the answers. Let's take a look at this. Sorry. Da-da-da-da. Give me 1 second. So if you're the only owner of A1 Sitework, anyone can be the witness. If you're not, I can go back and add.
Can I just get Bray to sign it and the other owner?
I think they're assuming you're the sole owner. They might ask for his information, but I want to give you options. So if you're the sole owner, anyone can witness it. If you're not the sole owner, anyone. Because what it says is, if secretary and the authorized officer are the same individual, signatures must be witnessed. So I'm trying to figure out where the secretary signs this. Give me 1 second. Okay, give me a second. I just don't see where a secretary would sign this.
If secretary and authorized donors...
Hello? Jeff?
Yeah, I'm reading.
Jeff?
Yeah.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?